Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone's well. Hope everybody is healthy and safe, being good to each other. Here's what's important today. Major League Baseball. Going to bed last night, I was under the impression that baseball and the Players Association were moving towards a deal, but they found themselves at odds again last night. This comes after face-to-face meetings between Commissioner Rob Manfred and Union's Executive Director Tony Clark. Manfred got on a plane earlier this week, flew to Arizona to meet with Clark one-on-one after really there was an impasse in negotiations. The impasse was because MLB Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem and MLBPA lead negotiator Bruce Meyer found themselves really at an impasse. They could not get a deal done together, it seems to me. Manfred flies out to Arizona, meets with Clark. They come to some sort of template of an agreement of a proposed 60-game schedule with players being paid their full prorated salaries. That fueled optimism late yesterday afternoon that the framework of a deal had been agreed upon, but no, apparently not. There's still some work to do. There remains hope, but it just depends on how flexible the union and the league are to this position. Apparently, players want more than 60 games. Again, we've talked on Buzzcast a lot. The clock's clearly ticking on Major League Baseball. I still think there's room for a deal. There's a window to a deal. There's a pathway to a deal. But can Manfred and Tony Clark reach that deal? We'll have to wait. Let's shift to the EPL, which resumed their season yesterday after a 100-day absence, and the environment the players went back to was called, quote, incredibly clear and sterile, end quote. These are, of course, games with no fans. All players took a knee in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Meanwhile, government sport officials warned that they would revisit the idea of hosting EPL games at neutral venues if fans ignored the pleas to remain away from the grounds as the games return. Remember, they don't want fans around the stadiums. They don't want fans tailgating, hospitality. They want people to stay at home. Sports ministers warn that if they don't see people stay at home, they will move the games away from home venues to neutral venues. But another good news indicator for the state of sports, EPL back, certainly NBC Sports happy because they'll show that programming as much as they can. We talked a lot on Buzzcast earlier this week on tennis, really all week on tennis. And yesterday, the USTA confirmed that the Open will be held beginning in late August. Meanwhile, the Western and Southern Open will relocate from Cincinnati to Flushing Meadow for the week prior. You will have a three-week run of tennis. 1 week of the Western and Southern Open in Flushing Meadow, then preceded by 2 weeks of the U.S. Open. But there were a lot of changes. The Winston-Salem Open, an ATP 250 tournament normally held prior to the U.S. Open, was removed from the 2020 calendar. So was the Men's Rogers Cup. Tennis Canada confirmed that event will not be played this year, and that's one of the best events of the summer. The D.C.-based City Open will be the first ATP tournament back, starting on August 13th. So we started to see the semblance of an ATP schedule. Then the WTA unveiled a 20-tournament calendar that stretches into late November and includes 7 tournaments in China. We know how important that market is to the WTA. They will play 7 tournaments in China. The WTA will restart its season on August 30th in Italy with an event that will take the place of the Silicon Valley Classic in San Jose. So that event is not on the calendar. So you're seeing some changes, mostly events in Europe for the WTA. But the tennis calendar starting to come into shape. You're seeing the ATP start on August 13th. Then you see a run of back-to-back events in New York with the Western and Southern Open, followed by the U.S. Open, of course, all with no fans. And finally, I'll end with this, a breaking news out of Morning Consult, that the NBA laid off an estimated 100 employees ahead of the league's planned restart in Orlando, according to a source cited by Morning Consult. They said the cuts were not related to the coronavirus pandemic and that Adam Silver had forecasted the cuts in a recent town hall meeting, indicating that restructuring would occur around June 15th. Game Changers, Women in Sports Business, is a very important program for Sports Business Journal. I think it's a very important program for the industry. So there's a few days left to nominate your Game Changer. Go to our website, nominate women in the sports business who are achieving, who are just doing great things and really deserve to be recognized. Let us know if you have any questions, but nominations are closing in the next few days. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It's Thursday. It's June 18th. Keep your eye on baseball. A very fluid and dynamic situation happening with that sport. I'm Abe Madcore. Be good to each other, stay healthy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.